This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you for joining the New Brahmi Generation Panel call on 8th of August 2017. We have Ajay, Akshat, Doc, Gurpreet, Harish, Hempal, Jay, Rajiv, and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Ajay.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sarmad, for organizing this again, and thank you very much for everyone to attend this meeting. This is a very important milestone which we have achieved, and thank you very much, Akshat, for putting up the effort and bringing this document to the light. So now we will be very soon moving to the finalization of this document after hearing everybody's comment and suggestions and see that what we need to change and what we need not to. And this brings us to the draft document which we have in front of us.
Yeah.
And we can, I hope we all have seen this. And that is where our agenda starts from today. To review this document, if then let us first hear. So, you have two ways to look at. One, you can explain the document if you want to. Or otherwise, first we hear from everyone, and then you can respond.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Data. I guess we would go with the second way, wherein if everybody has gone through the document, I would like to hear their comments, and then I'll...
Akshat, I can't hear you at all.
Hello. Am I audible now?
Akshat, you are coming in quite faint, so we can hear you, but it's quite faint. If you can speak up into the mic or turn on your mic volume.
Okay, I'll check my settings. Hello, is it better now?
No, yaar.
No, Akshat, same problem.
Okay.
You need to come nearer to the mic, maybe, or speak a little louder.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yeah, this is better.
Better.
Yeah. Okay. So as I was saying, I guess it is better to go for the second option, where I would hear from everyone their feedback about the document, and then we can go on for each point. I can respond to that.
Great. So I thought so the same way. So let us, we can do the housekeeping work. We can have the volunteers who want to speak first, second, third, and give chance to everyone, and we minute that round.
Sure. So would you just want to go through the participants, or people can raise their hand?
So anybody they want to speak first can raise, and then anybody who's interested. Let's hear from the Nepal people who are exchanging some notes, which I saw lately.
So we have Bal and Hempal.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, Bal, you can continue.
Well, I just joined in, and I've sent most of my comments in the email to Akshat and the team. And at this point, I don't think I have other things to add in here, apart from the comments that I added in the email.
Okay, fair enough. Anybody else? Repeat, anything from you? Not much comment. Gurpreet?
Well, I have gone through the document, but I don't have any specific comment criticizing the document. I have seen the correspondence between the Nepal team and Akshat, which could be resolved more or less. I wish there was no kind of...
I think we should discuss stand from Nepal team.
Okay, so Akshat here, can I respond to some of the exchanges that we are having on the mailing list anyway, but if it helps, I can discuss those things here also. Hello?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay, I have had some exchanges with Dr. Bal over some of his recommendations that he earlier also had given. I inadvertently had missed a couple of points that he had raised, so I have added those in the document that I have with me. So in the next version of the documents, some of his suggestions will already be there. Apart from that, Dr. Bal had also previously raised the point about the points variations. To that, there was a specific response like, so if we take the rendering behaviors of the complex scripts like in Indian language, in a complex script that Indian languages use, across the operating systems, across the applications, they vary a lot. And we can never base our assessment on some specific fonts of some particular operating system. We can never do that. On the contrary, what we can do is we may have to take a look at the larger picture and see the general trend when it comes to glyph shaping, which is more or less common across all the operating systems. And then we have to make our rules tighter in such a sense that they will be able to cater to many of the eventualities which we will not be able to see. Again, after doing that, it still leaves some room for some confusion to occur in the minds of the user. And that is something which we have to, I guess, leave at the judgment of the user. There is a limit to which we can go on to study font-specific issues. So that was one of my responses to these font-specific variants thing. Again, there was a discussion, Dr. Bal, about the blockable and allocatable variants that you were saying. So as far as the procedure is concerned, it is very clear I can read that, okay, clear on the fonts issue. In the chat window, I can read Dr. Bal. So, great. So, coming back to blockable and allocatable variants, in those cases, the nature of our variants is such that they are almost, they are confusingly similar and they are not the same thing. Most of our variants. So, as per the procedure goes, such variants are always desired to be blockable. And even going by the way we see them, we would want them to get blocked if one other gets registered. So that goes with our thing. Coming to the homophonic variant case that Dr. Bal had raised, this is something which is conflicting with one of the aspects of the procedure is that anything and everything that we are doing here in terms of rules as a procedure, they should be algorithmically predictable. So when it comes to homophonic variants, going by the different dialects that people use and going by the various in ways in which the nasalization vis-a-vis conjunct formation is used by the general language speaking community, there will never be a consensus about what is homophonically similar thing unless we make lists of those homophonic sounds. And that makes it a problem which is not algorithmically predictable. And hence, as I see, we should not be able to put that in the form of a set of rules. So, just like it as it happens in the Latin domains also, where homophonic ones are not considered as variants, I guess that is the way forward for us also, because that's the best way possible. I can read in the chat window, Jay is also writing about the digital versus digital, where there is a matra difference. So this is again, this is a call which we can take, whether we want to say that all the short and long matras are variants of each other. But again, that will eventually impact on the availability of the domain names. We must be very clear about whether the different matras confuse people. There would be a faction of the society which will say that it is a different matra, it is a different sound, so it is a different word altogether for us. And then there would be another section which will say that doesn't matter which kind of matra it is, if it is long and short, it means the same to us. So it actually is a issue that we need to talk about, whether we are going for more security or more domain availability. That is something that I would still keep up for the discussion. In my opinion, we shouldn't be blocking the matras, but I'm still open to the discussion that goes on here about that. Again, as Dr. Bal raised about Hindi and Hindi, again, that both are valid domain names, yes. And in that case, I guess they won't be variants, and they both would be separate domain names. Yes. That's all from my side.
Can I ask you a question at this point?
Yes, sir, please.
You know, the two words, words meant for brick, for instance, in Hindi. Some people write it with Bari and then Chandravindu for eat. And some people would write it with Bari E and simply Anuswara with eat. Now, there is a variation between the Anuswara and the Chandravindu, which is not comparable with variation of long and short kind of thing. The problem is that different standardization agencies have suggested different procedures. Some people prefer Chandravindu wala eat, and some people prefer the Bindi wala eat. I mean, Hindi Sahitya Sammelan and Kendriya Hindi Nirdeshalaya, they give you different and contradictory sometimes directions. What do we do in such cases?
Sir, I guess, so here we keep both of them open. We don't, here probably actually the procedure that we are drafting, we need not be concerned about which one is the right version. And as far as our variant policy goes, since they would look differently, they still are two different domain names, and whichever the user chooses, he gets that domain name. So we are not probably entering in that territory where we are sitting in the position of judge which one is right or wrong.
But for the phishing purposes, if somebody uses Bindi for Chandravindu, how do we stop that? That is the question.
At this point of time, stop it, but
once they take financial transactions happen with some agencies with this kind of a thing, then what happens?
Yes, so actually I agree with you on this. So for exactly this kind of purpose in the .Bharat policy that we have implemented for the opt-in registry, we have made a tighter set of rules take into account these kind of similar looking domain names and block the other one when one is taken. So that kind of policy we have implemented for .Bharat. Whereas in this particular procedure, there are two ways of handling variants. One is in the case like in Latin and Cyrillic, where their characters are exactly looking the same, but in storage they are different, and which actually comes to a word which is the, looks the same but is composed of different characters. Those kind of variants, the procedure wants to be admitted as the variants. Whereas if something is merely similar looking and has a confusability as the criteria, then procedure wants that you leave it for string similarity assessment panel. However, if you refer to the discussion that we had in the Kathmandu meeting, we had taken a call that whatever will be the such kind of variants, we will definitely try to identify them. We will put them in the appendix as an official reference from NeoBrahmi generation panel to the string similarity assessment panel, that if anything of these containing any of these things come, you should consider these as a confusing similar variant for those. So that we can do. However, again, going to the discussion that I had with regarding Santhali variants, I myself mm-hmm. have made a fork to this logic. So there is a specific case associated with those combinations where we have a nukta coming after some specific vowels and vowel signs. Now, if we take into account the overall Devanagari script community, means all the languages which use Devanagari, and only Santhali is the language which wants the nuktas to come after vowel and vowel signs. If you ask for any other person, many people are aware of these dots come below some consonants. They don't even imagine that the same dots can come under vowels or vowel signs. So it may happen mm-hmm. that they'll definitely inadvertently miss the presence of those dots, and they might see them as some stylistic variations or simply miss the presence of those. So these make some specific unique cases where majority of the community doesn't expect certain combinations which are still there, and that's why I thought it's good idea to put them under the variants which are recommended as per the procedure and not in the appendix. So that is one aspect that we can look at again.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Jay, if you can speak up about the digital point that you are putting up in the chat window. Your question is that digital with both the choti ki matra versus digital with D as the body.
Yes. My point is, first my point is, does it come under our scope, right? I have asked to Sarmad and he is saying yes. If there is any security concern, it should come under our scope, right? My point is that there are two digital and there can be four, right? With small matra, with, you know, body matra, and with combination of small and body, right? How we are going to, you know, settle this thing? Like,
okay, so
because it is very difficult to make any rules for this.
Yes. So, Jay,
if I say guru with, you know, body uki matra and body uki matra and choti uki matra, like guru, and there can be two guru.
Right. I guess, Jay, there are two.
Yeah, if it is job well, then it is fine. Yes.
Okay, so there are two things to look at over here, whether both the spellings are right or wrong. So again, that is something that we need not decide which one is right. The other thing is whether they can confuse the user to be the same domain name. Yes, that is something which we are concerned about in case of variants. Again, I keep it open to the discussion on the list as well as here. whether we want to have a matras as variants, we can take both the calls. But again, as per the procedure, they will come under the similar looking cases. And again, the string similarity panel assessment thing, again, Dr. Samar probably is the better person to respond on this. But then you made a very good point regarding the Ru Matra as in Guru. Whereas in case of Ru, you can't figure out whether it is a long or short. So we might consider Ru with small, short and long as a part of the variant process. Yes, I agree with that.
I think it is not, you know, wrong spelling case. It is very much confusing case, right? Because sometimes we don't know what is the correct matra of any word in Hindi.
Right.
So I think Dr. Sarmat would be the right person to answer these queries.
Right.
If it is come under Arsu, then we have to think.
This is Sarmad. I'd just like to make a short comment. I think it's probably a very interesting case and worth documenting. And if you would like, what I could do is I could actually take that back to the integration panel and come back to you with a formal comment from them. On it. It may actually be a case which is probably significant enough to warrant a comment from integration panel.
I have a small comment to make. I am Ajay Datta here. Just to bring everybody on the same page, we are talking about top level domain, not the domain name per se or the second level domain, right? We discussed that and the TLDs are not available for the user to register at his own. It has its own process. And the process goes with many hands, many checks and balances, and many rejections, many acceptance, which happens manually. It is not that you go online and you register a domain name of your choice or a TLD of your own choice. It is not the case of a domain name which we see in the world. So phishing, spoofing, all those things are right now out of scope from our point of view to think, because there's a process who is going to take care of that too. What should be, and fundamentally we decided from everybody's benefit, we have taken some decisions when we had a face-to-face meeting. Until unless there is a very important and pressing reason to discuss this and open that decision again, we should not maybe get into that domain to change it, because we already had so much discussion for 2 days and reached to a conclusion. If there is a case to change it, we should be open to change, but there should be a case for that. Third, when we are looking for TLDs to be registered, and it's a process where similarity is going to be taken care and a lot more other things are going to be taken care, do we really need to restrict at this stage what user wants, what user don't want? At a Latin, if we see where everything is open and any spelling you can have on TLD, you do not have any approval as such today on TLD level, which is descriptively similar or open for spoofing or open for attacks at a TLD level. We all know about domain names. We are not worried about that. Mixer's script is also not the case. I think we should keep this in mind in our back, that we are at a much better position here for, because we are talking on a very limited scope of TLD, not at a domain name. And then we should make our rules. That's a point which I want to just bring on everybody's mind.
Okay, Dr. Data, Akshay here, can I come in?
Yes, all yours.
Yeah, actually, the point that you make is by and large really applicable in this case, that this is a specific procedure which is to be applied to top level domains only. And Dr. Sarmat can correct me if I'm wrong, but as I see, the way I can see that this procedure is like, this is a unique opportunity where a specific community has come together. And the work that we are doing here today, it is going to stay for a longer while. And today the TLD allocation process is that much tedious and costly. But we may not know what will be the thing under like 5 years down the line. And it might be possible that the other registries might want to adopt the rules that are being proposed for the root AGR procedure. And taking that eventuality into consideration, I guess it could be, if we look at the outcome of this, not only limited.
I can't hear you, sir.
Hello, am I audible now?
We missed you in between.
Okay, so what I was saying was, by and large, I agree with the notion that the work that we are doing here is only applicable to top-level domains and is not, and then there will be many things involved into the waiting of the applications as they go through, and the current top-level domains process is very rigorous and costly, so there one may not want to go for a wrong kind of domain name. But the whole thing is, and Dr. Sarmat can correct me if I'm wrong, that the procedure that we as a Neo Brahmi generation panel are going to draft and create, it is a unique opportunity and it's a unique status that this group has, which will be considered by ICANN as something substantial work done by the community. And there is every possibility that the work at the which goes for the root LGR can be advised by ICANN to be extended for other registries if they want to opt for it. And in that case, they may even think of this taking to the domain name level. I'm not saying that we should work towards that only, but since it is a unique opportunity, we should be discussing every possibility that is there to be discussed. That's my view.
So, Akshat, we have to understand that protocols get matured with time. You could not write IMAP 4 15 years before, right? You could not write HTML 5 15 years before. There is always an upgradation. What we can do and release as a standard in a given time frame, you can again revisit 2 years later. Who stops and mature it? Idea is to keep it open as much as possible so that we have many TLDs and we already have a natural barrier of cost, process, rigorous testing and all that stuff. It is like writing an HTML 5, 15 years before is not a good idea. You could not have HTML at all if you thought that way. We have to mature it with time and with experience. So idea is that what we have discussed, what is required as a minimum rule set, that it should not jeopardize the entire setup, we must take care for sure. But otherwise, the similarities which we are looking at, and matra, choti matra, badi matra, all those things are something which we can really ignore and go get to the document where there are rules similar, because choti matra, badi matra issue will be taken care by similarity panel also. I might have like dot Bharat is already live. What about dot Marat or dot Garat, dot Sharat, dot Arat? There can be any discussion, and it will not end. You can have any word. And we will end up putting everything as a variant to each other.
Yes. So, Dr. Geta, actually, going by the procedure, one of the basic tenets of the procedure is the principle of conservatism, as even Harish was pointing out. and Dr. Sarmado also pointing out in the chat. So what it means is, if there is ambiguity about certain aspect of it, the procedure dictates that you go by the conservative approach. So if something is restricted today, it can be opened up tomorrow. But if we keep something open today, and if there are some top level domains which get registered under a particular rule, which we eventually find out that it was probably not that good to have, one cannot take such a possibility, because then changing the procedure would mean invalidating an existing top level domain.
Let us discuss on an example, Akshat. Let us take an example. What example do we have for this?
So, for example, if we take .guru top level domain as an example, if somebody goes for it, which is a very likely possibility, because .guru is a very, very nice word to have as a top level domain.
One .guru gets registered, then what about second guru?
So one other .guru, we hope that string similarity assessment panel will strike down. And
obviously
that may
that's what we discussed
happen.
In
is there hello, am I audible? Harish Chaudhary.
But we have not yet considered the possibility, so that is something which we are keeping away from our domain of the Neo Brahmi generation panel. If there is, so for example, digital, there is a matra difference which somebody who is not aware of the script, they may consider them to be totally different strings, and may even get granted. One cannot be sure about that. Unless we have somebody from Neo Brahmi generation panel on the string similarity panel, as we had discussed in the Kathmandu meeting.
You have to understand how string similarity panel works. After that, we can assume something. Otherwise, if we don't know how they decide on some string, I believe that we have to understand it first. Because I take the example of .com in Hindi and .sangathan and .sangathan. They are already delegated as a top level domain. So now question is, if somebody will go there and ask for .com, as I have put it in the chat, and Sangathan spelling, put it in the chat. So what would be the decision of string similarity panel on it? Because it is already delegated once, like Sangathan and .com, the Hindi version of .com.
No, so Harish, do you want to say .com in English, .com in Hindi are similar from your point of view?
No. My point is, if somebody want to buy .sangathan or .com as I have specified in the chat, can he buy today or not?
No.
This is only the question.
We can go the method of isolation. Do we have any TLD today which we can point out as a similarity panel which they have passed? Can we give an example and doubt on them? Please give me one example.
No, I'm not doubting. Sir, I'm not doubting. So I'm just saying, do we understand?
Rather, Harish, it has proved that you do not have any similar TLD today. So their working can be validated rather, and we can trust on that.
I am not saying I am not trusting. My only question is, if how it will behave in case of when Sangathan is already delegated, and a similar string which is very close to Sangathan with slight modification, because that is the beauty of our language, how they will treat us. Treat that thing, because I have seen in SKI they have passed loan, LOAN and LOANF. So there could be the possibility that in SKI loan and loans are different, but the different combinations in Hindi and Devanagari, there are so many combinations. So it is the duty of this panel that how many combinations we would allow so that it will benefit. I mean, I'm also taking your point into account that it should be open to all, but in the same way, it should not dilute the things in such a manner that to find the identity through the TLD would be very difficult for the people of, you know, who are using these TLDs in their languages.
I'd like to come in as well.
Yes, Sarmat.
Right. So I've also been typing in the chat room here. Basically, visual similarity panel is looking for, the similarity panel is looking for visual similarity. They're not really, they may not be sensitive to homophonic similarity. So if this is something which needs to be looked at by similarity panel, if that is what the new Brahmi generation panel decides, I think it will be very useful for new Brahmi generation panel to explicitly point this case out and guide the similarity panel to review these cases even as part of an appendix, which Dr. Data was suggesting. Obviously, other option is to consider this as a variant, these as variants, and that's again something which this is exactly the kind of discussion which NB should have and finalize. But even if you all agree that these are not variants and these are similarity cases, then I think it's very useful to have an explicit documentation of this case as a appendix for similarity panel for reviewing. The reason for that is that the expertise which this group has will never, it is very unlikely chance that that kind of expertise will be there with the similarity panel. And then even if there is expertise in similarity panel, just the condition that they have to restrict their analysis to visual forms may not allow them to declare these cases as similar. And therefore, having a clear guideline from, documented guideline from New Brahmi Generation Panel in this document gives them that, reference point to take those decisions. Otherwise, they may actually not be able to take those decisions even if they do agree with them. Thank you.
Certainly,
hello, this is Akshat here. Even I would suggest that we need not, so whatever the cases we are discussing, where we are talking about short matra versus long matra and their similarity and everything, I'm not suggesting that we take all these cases as a part of the main variant recommendation that we do as a new Brahmi generation panel. We should definitely make an exhaustive study to put them into the appendix. However, if there are some corner cases, like the Santhali ones or the Ru character as it comes in Guru, which is really quite confusing to a normal user. In these such corner cases, we should be able to put in the main recommendation. However, the other Matra related issues, we can still put in the appendix as we had discussed in the Kathmandu meeting. Dr. Rita, I was trying to read what Dr. Raymond was saying in the chat room because he's not here on the voice. What happens if I write short E with Ye? This is like Guru and Guru. So yes, so he's talking about short and long U matra, the way it is appended to the G. So I guess in our broader recommendations where we'll be putting matra similarity in the appendix, we might put these as a cases where we map short and long matras as perceptibly similar cases, even though not explicitly visual cases. And I guess that way we might be able to do it. So what I'm suggesting is, even in appendix we can have different sections where there are some cases which are quite to a greater extent visual similarity cases, whereas other section talks about homophonic similarity by way of matras which are only short and long, or the way Dr. Udaya was also saying about the Chandrabindu and Anuswara. Those kind of cases we can put them under that. Dr. Raymond is saying that this is for Arabic, where Sarmat's expertise and experience will come in useful. So yeah, I guess I'll leave it for Dr. Sarmat to comment. He has already commented. Dr. Sarmat, if you want to pick that up, your invoice.
Okay, so there was a question on whether Arabic script generation panel declared any variants based on homophones. And the same letter, actually, the same set of letters may be pronounced differently in different languages using Arabic script. And that's probably more variable than the use of Devanagari script across different languages, I would imagine. But in any case, they did define at least one letter I know. This is called Te Madbuta, which is pronounced as, it's like a, written as a th sound, but also pronounced as a h sound at word endings. And it was declared as a variant of h sound. So it was a purely homophonic decision. But only this particular case was included because this homophonic variation is largely interpreted across all, most if not all, languages which use these two characters using Arabic script. So it's a script wide kind of expectation rather than language wide, language based expectation. So I guess what I was trying to say was that if something is a script wide expectation, meaning it is applicable to all languages using the Devanagari script, then it becomes a stronger case versus if it is only applicable to a single language using the Devanagari script. So that's also something which you can take into consideration. Thank you.
So what I would suggest, I think from the keeping in mind the tap on time, we have already spent around 40 minutes on this. So can we have one decision that anybody who has a suggestion to make can finally send its suggestion, and we move to the discussion which was suggested by Sarmad and Akshat to put at various sections of annexure and move further. If we all agree on that direction, then I think we can move further to the next point. So, okay, let's move to the next point. And Akshat, I have, I am holding myself because I have not given you any comment right now. To be fair with you, I have not actually made up my mind. I have certain queries in my mind, which I am doing my work on. And if I have to come back to you with my suggestions, which I think I will next week, I will give you the data via email and share with everyone. So I'm holding my comments in some of the sections. Okay.
Sure, and, Dr. Ditta, actually, just one point from my side. Actually, I have some of the feedbacks earlier I had received from integration panel regarding adding various references, and even Dr. Raymond also advised me to put up more references, which I will anyways be doing. So it's okay if your feedback comes by next week.
Great, perfect. Thank you very much. So, Sarmad, to the next point, please.
let's see. Let me open up the... Okay, so the there was a discussion on face-to-face meeting. We've reached out to, and the idea was to go to Bangladesh so that we can involve the community there as well. We've gone and talked to BTRC, Bangladesh as a telecom regulator, which is also managing the .BG, I guess, at the top level domain names for Bangladesh, and Ministry of, I think it's, the name of the ministry, but the relevant ministry as well. They've come back and said that they're actually currently busy, so they will not be able to host the, they're open to host a meeting, but not before January next year. If we are planning to hold something over next 2 months, then Bangladesh may not actually work out as a possible location. Another option, we can certainly do it in India. Another option is going to Sri Lanka, because there is obviously an overlap of Tamil, at least, with Sri Lanka. I also wanted to place that as an alternate option in front of you. So it's up to the new Brahmi generation panel to decide. We can meet in India somewhere, or we can see if option for Sri Lanka is available, we'll just go forward based on whatever you all decide. But Bangladesh is not possible within this year. So back to you.
We are looking for, let us say, we are in August already, and it's on 10th of August, 9th of August tomorrow. We are looking in the meeting, and you need clear 2 months to plan and finalize. So it takes us to October, right?
Right. So either it would be October before ICANN meeting, or otherwise, obviously, we'll have to do it in November after the ICANN meeting. We can certainly aim for before ICANN meeting.
And we already discussed in the last call that we are already having, Diwali and Dashara and festivals in October. So October may be tough to do and get more participation. Of course, it is possible to do it in India. If you want to do one day F2F in India, everybody can accommodate if we pre-plan it and do it. But maybe it is difficult to travel and for everyone. We can, of course, do a polling and find the route. But my view is that then why don't we plan something in F2F in ICANN 60 itself?
So I can look at that option as well. The only challenge, as I shared earlier, was that the travel team at ICANN normally requests that we do not plan additional events with ICANN meetings, because they're already over busy with dealing with travel for the ICANN meeting itself. However, in any case, I can certainly look into it and then come back to you.
Sorry, I know it may be difficult for travel team, but another 15-20 people, I would really, really appreciate if we can take the panel to ICANN 60, and a lot of people may not have attended ICANN ever. That may be a great exposure for them too. And then we can have very fruitful discussions and meeting, and even showcase what we have achieved in LGR in Devanagari till then.
Sure. As I said, I can definitely go back and check and come back to you. Just give me a couple of days.
Anybody has a comment?
I have a question. Harish,
the idea of local data, I believe it's important, because a lot of community members from India is also going to participate at ICANN in the next ICANN, and Government of India is also going to participate, and they are also looking in the LGR process. hope it will be very good for your Brahmi generation panel as well as everybody. But yes, there are limitations, so you may
Right. So, you know, as I said, I will certainly try for it, if that is what a new Brahmi generation panel wants. And but since eventually it's I just need to get a green signal from the travel team and then come back to you. So I'll try to see if we can manage it.
Great. So related to the fund, Samad, I had a discussion with Samiran. So since Samiran is not today here on the call, so I will hold this discussion and we will just discuss it later. And principally, it seemed to be okay by you and Samiran. If volunteer travels to do the work of panel, then he may be compensated for his travel things. That was the brief point, and which you think is possible. Then we have to just see the practicalities. How do we just execute that, and how much is to be done? That's all.
Right. Just sure. Just that I think the only thing to be discussed is how to manage it, because the way ICANN does its billing. So everybody who travels needs to be registered and then refunded. In any case, we can do that offline and see how we can facilitate that.
So and the last item, when we are done with our agenda. So I wanted to share with you guys, all of you, two very important things which has happened on IDN side. One, the India's leading newspaper company, Rajasthan Patrika, launched the first IDN of India, Patrika.Bharat, and they pushed it very well as a front page advertisement by changing the masthead for Patrika.Bharat. Very well appreciated, lot of traffic and lot of adoption on Patrika.Bharat, which is a very good news. And this is also seeing the adoption of .Bharat much more. And this will also actually help our LGR work get more prominence to adoption of more TLDs in the future. So that's one thing which I just wanted to share and bring in everybody's knowledge. So I would appreciate if we can have some work with the media companies in your own region and show this as an example and have media company adopt .IDNs in their own regional script. That can be amazing. Especially in Punjabi, we have our friend there. So I think that's all from our side, Samad. Anything else, and you can then sum up.
Sure. So I just wanted to one administrative thing. We have a regularly scheduled meeting next week. This one is actually rescheduled from last week. Should we keep that meeting for next week? That would be just 1 week from now.
No,
that's one.
15 days. 15 days from today.
That will change the schedule across all the meetings. So, do you want me to reschedule all meetings from 15 days from now? Okay.
Yes, please.
Then I'll update the meeting schedule. And then I guess the second thing is that we are now starting to prepare for ICANN 60 as well. One of the things we do is do community updates to the ICANN community from each generation panel. So we will invite the chair. We normally invite the chair of the panel to come and present. So we will be circulating a template and requesting for a set of slides which then get integrated into the larger presentation. So I will be following up with you on that. And then one final thing is I was going to suggest that we have is there a need for a meeting between the Mayo Brahmi generation panel and integration panel at ICANN 60? Is that something you would want to schedule?
I was say that, Sarmad, and not only just the integration panel, can we also meet some of the members of similarity panel also?
Actually, similarity panel only comes into for is only formed when the round starts. So
yeah, I know that.
There is no similarity panel at this time.
So anybody who has worked on similarity panel, you can just take the feedback and idea about it.
Sure, but I can certainly see if there are any people who did that work and are going to be at that meeting. However, it is not sure what the similarity panel, who is going to be on the similarity panel next time it is formed. So it's not really a standing panel in that sense. It is going to be formed and normally. So if there is somebody, we can certainly try to get them to attend a meeting with you.
So Akshat, final question from you and then we close this. So keeping in mind the document status today and the discussion we have today, do you think in another 30 days we should be able to finalize this document?
So Dr. Data, the discussion we have today and the final document that we are aiming for lies in getting the rest of the Devanagari based languages. So I would ask Jay to update about the status of other languages. That would enable me to say if we get that in due time. If we get everybody on board and there is a good amount of feedback received, I guess.
Yes, everybody is on board and I had a word with Dr. Murugan on this. And I have planned a meeting in Ranchi for this, right? And these days rain is happening heavily there. So I'm waiting for Dr. Murmu and he'll tell me before 2-3 days whenever they are free for meeting. And I'm planning to visit Ranchi for this. Because without visiting them, it is not possible.
Okay, great. That's good then.
Great, we should target that in as much as ASAP. And I think next 15 days we will have more better picture. But yes, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.